Today is Friday, February 21, 2020. This is the Market Desk Weekly Recap. U.S. markets traded sideways this week as investors continue to monitor the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. There appears to be a moderation in new coronavirus cases, which is a net positive for global markets. Concerns continue to mount over the delay in Chinese supply chains restarting after the Lunar New Year holiday. Apple guided this week that it will miss earning projections due to the coronavirus, and more companies could follow. In our view, the most significant risk to the global economy is the continued delay in Chinese manufacturing activity. The Philly Fed Manufacturing Index, which measures economic activity in the Philadelphia region, jumped to the highest level in 3 years this week. The reading came in above consensus, surprising economists and indicating there is some improvement in manufacturing. Separately, the conference board's leading economic index also came in above consensus estimates this week. The index was boosted by a sharp drop in initial unemployment insurance claims, increasing housing permits, consumers' outlook on the economy and financial indicators. It should be noted there continues to be downside risks to manufacturing data and economic growth. The global coronavirus outbreak and Boeing's slowing production could both pressure data in the coming months. However, this week's strong economic data is a step in the right direction and highlights the U.S.'s continued economic strength. Turning to credit, long-duration U.S. Treasuries continue to outperform. The iShares Barclays 20-Year Treasury Bond ETF, ticker TLT, is the top-performing fixed-income ETF year-to-date. There are two likely reasons why TLT continues to outperform. First, a lack of inflation. Second, a widely held belief that interest rates will remain lower for longer. In our view, long-duration fixed income is riskier than investors believe. TLT has a current duration of 18.2, which indicates a 1% move in interest rates is expected to generate an 18% price return. If interest rates decrease 1%, TLT would exhibit strong outperformance. However, there is more pressure for interest rates to increase than decrease in our view. First, inflationary pressures in the form of a tight labor market and recent global central bank easing could push rates higher. Second, we believe the probability of additional interest rate cuts is lower than investors' estimate. This week, Fed Vice Chair Clarita stated he doesn't think economists are pricing in a rate cut, even though market pricing might suggest that. In our view, the total return in long-duration bonds will be more dependent on the coupon yield than price appreciation. Turning to international markets, this week's thematic playbook highlights the emerging opportunity in European equities. The report discusses the recent decade of underperformance between U.S. and European equities, highlights the investment case for European equities currently, and examines three potential ways to implement a European equity investment. You can find the playbook in the weekly email. Thanks for listening to today's Market Desk Weekly Recap. Have a great weekend.